It makes me so furious that lawyers still don't know how to use social media in this day and age. In today's podcast, I'm going to show you exactly the two biggest mistakes that lawyers make, these two categories of mistakes, and if you fall into one of them, what you need to do right away to start benefiting from social media, increasing your business, getting cases, getting leads, and impacting your communities right away. Welcome to the CEO Lawyer Podcast. All right, so first and foremost, there's two big mistakes, two huge mistakes that I see lawyers making, and it really depends on what category they're in. There are lawyers that are good at social media, but they don't have the business development side. And then there are lawyers that have a good business. They actually have a successful law firm or an operation that's running well, but they have no idea how to utilize social media. And usually, it's based on their age and experience in running their practice. So there are lawyers that are still a little bit younger. They've learned how to utilize social media. They're in their 20s and 30s. They grew up with phones. They grew up with computers. And they understand the culture and the rhythm of getting followers, of producing content, of editing a certain way, of grabbing people's attention with captivating topics and titles at the top of their content and subtitles and all sorts of different tricks and tips on how to maximize their content production. Those are social media lawyers. And in that camp, you have lawyers are typically legal influencers, okay? They create content, legal content, to educate the public about the law. And in general, they're really about that clout. They're trying to get more followers, trying to get more subscribers. They're trying to get more attention to their page, but they don't really run a business on the back end. There are very, very few lawyers in the entire country, in the entire world, that actually have a legitimate law firm where they have 5, 10, 20 lawyers and 10, 50, 100 staff members on the back end that are actually running their law firm while simultaneously being successful on social media. And that's because it's hard. It's hard to be a legal influencer and have a successful law firm. It's usually one or the other. So if you fall into the camp of being a social media influencer, you're already getting, I would say, if you're already past 100,000 followers, you've probably figured something out, okay? Let's say you have over 100,000 followers on social media. You're getting consistent engagement. People like your videos, they're subscribing, and you're noticing that there's a consistent increase in growth. Let me tell you some big mistakes that I see lawyers make. And the number one mistake that these social media lawyers and these legal influencers are making is they're not properly monetizing on the attention. Now you're like, hold on, Ali. Hey, if I'm already getting followers and likes and engagement and views, then Instagram is paying me, right? Because I can do the IG monetization. TikTok is paying me. They pay me like 3 cents per 1,000 views. YouTube is paying me for all my subscribers. I get it. But that's not real monetization compared to the income that's possible from your actual law degree. You didn't go to law school to become an influencer. You went to law school to become a lawyer. And I know that you have an opportunity in front of you where you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars from being a social media guru and a legal influencer. I understand. But what if you could still generate clients and still generate leads and still grow your social media following while simultaneously handling the back end? And what I mean by that is the leads that you're getting for criminal defense, you know where to send those clients to. The cases for personal injury, you know the fundamentals of maximizing those case values. And if you wanted to handle some of them in-house, you could, or you could outsource them to other states or other jurisdictions that you may not be practicing in. You have family law attorneys, you have immigration attorneys, you have all sorts of attorneys ready at your disposal because you have this tremendous reach on social media. And you might think, well, look, that's not really my business. My business is just being a legal influencer and getting more views and getting more engagement on my posts. And that's totally awesome. Like, very few professionals, lawyers and doctors, there's literally a handful of them that have made millions of dollars on social media from being influencers. But what you're not realizing is that the true potential lies in the amount of leads and potential clients that need that legal help. And so, how do you start monetizing from being a lawyer instead of monetizing from just being an influencer? And the answer to that is making proper strategic partnerships with other lawyers. So that means you need to not only find the right lawyers that can handle these cases, but you also need to qualify them, because there are tons of lawyers out there that will claim they know what they're doing. They claim they're experts in tractor trailer accidents. They'll claim that they have the best success record in immigration court, or they claim that, hey, any sort of divorce that comes our way or any sort of child custody, we have an incredible win rate and you should definitely work with us. There's obviously lawyers that aren't as good as they really say they are, and there's obviously some of the best lawyers in the country don't do any sort of marketing. They don't have any exposure. They're not on billboards, they're not on radio, they're not on TV, they're not on social, and therein lies the opportunity. That if you spend a fraction of the time that you're currently using to create content on social media, get more followers, get more subscribers, get more views, and you take some of that effort and put it into creating strategic partnerships, the income is astronomical in difference, because connecting with the right personal injury lawyer that specializes in tractor trailer cases, for instance, or specializes in bad faith claims, or is truly an expert in the catastrophic injury, the paralysis, the paraplegic and quadriplegic cases, that lawyer can make $10, $20, $30, $50 million on that single case. And by you taking the time and the effort to find that right type of lawyer for your case, your referral fee is going to be significantly higher. And so the biggest mistake is not monetizing on the potential leads that you can get from your social media. And part of that is not knowing which lawyers to partner up with. So you have two options. You can either be a lead generator, where you just bring in leads and you build out the infrastructure of that business. You're gonna need to have an arm for family law, you're gonna need to have an arm for immigration, for business, for trademark, for tax law, for personal injury, for criminal defense, all the different practice areas. A lot of them are gonna be criminal defense. And you're gonna have to put in a little bit of effort to find out which lawyers can handle which types of cases. You don't do it based off of the amount of leads that you're getting, though. No, you do it based off of the value of those leads. And personal injury is one of the most valuable leads that you can get. There are companies that sell leads for $1,000, $2,000 just for the lead. So you can build an entire business just off of being a lead generation company instead of doing the back end when waiting, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years for the case to settle and making your one-third cut with the other lawyer. So building out the infrastructure for business, you can see how it can become insanely profitable, because I promise you, you're not getting paid $1,000 or $2,000 per view or per comment or per like, but you can get paid $1,000 or $2,000 per lead for any particular case that you bring in. Now let's take that a step further. Depending on the level of engagement that you're getting and how loyal your followers and subscribers are, I know they probably aren't ready to be advertised for sexual abuse victims, or they're not ready to hear content on Paraquat or CPAP or all these other mass torts, or they don't really care about the fact that a Toyota has a faulty airbag. However, you can definitely incorporate it into your content. And therein lies the second problem, which is a lot of legal influencers have the exposure, they have the followers, they have the brand recognition, but they haven't monetized the additional layer that could come in, which, as we discussed, is first being able to get those leads and either sell them or partner up, co-counsel, or if they actually practice law, they're not creating enough content for their specific practice area. So if you are a personal injury lawyer and the majority of your videos on how to deal with police and how to do criminal defense and how to get away from a DUI checkpoint, whatever, obviously we know that gets great engagement. We know, because I do it all the time. I teach it. But you need to put effort into personal injury content, because that's where you're going to make your money. If you're a practicing lawyer that happens to have a great social media following and you figured out how to get more followers and more likes and more engagement, that's great. But you can't just create a brand about being a legal influencer, because then you'll get pigeonholed as the legal influencer and people won't respect you or trust you with their case, which is a huge problem. You know, I've heard this question come up a lot. Would you rather have 1 million followers or $1 million in the bank? Would you rather have 1 million followers or $1 million? And the answer is usually, well, definitely a million followers, because then if I can just get 50,000 of those followers to buy a $2 item on a monthly subscription, that's 100 grand a month in autopilot. But have you heard the story about this influencer that has like 3 or 4 million followers, and she's like gets so much engagement, so many comments, like people love her content. And then when she finally decided to start selling some shirts, she could only get 3 customers, 3 sales from her entire millions of followers on social media. Why? Because the brand was not properly established to sell. The brand was established to attract and get people's attention. And the secret is, when you get people's attention, you must slowly put a little bit of content related to your practice area. You gotta sprinkle that in. You gotta sprinkle in some personal injury feedback. You gotta sprinkle in, hey, I was just nominated as a super lawyer. You gotta sprinkle in that I just got a $500,000 settlement for this client. I'm doing a fantastic job and you should definitely hire me, or I'm so thankful for being a lawyer. But instead, you're focusing on that clout. You're focusing on being a legal influencer. You're focusing on, oh, I need to get to 1 million subs. I need to get to 1 million followers. I actually made more money from getting clients on Instagram before I had over 1 million followers. Same thing with TikTok. The first 10, 20, 30, 40,000 followers that I was getting, those resulted in way more leads and way more clients than the brand as it does now with hundreds of thousands of followers. Why? Because I was being myself. I was just talking about being a personal injury lawyer. I was talking about anything that grabbed people's attention that I actually enjoyed talking about. And if I was, as a result of building my brand with, let me grab your attention with content that you're actually going to use, coupled with personal injury content, I was able to benefit from all those leads and potential clients that were on my TikTok, that were on my Instagram, that were on my Facebook. So if you fall into the camp of being a social media influencer, as a lawyer, you're a legal influencer, you create legal content, be very cautious of how you're building your brand and how you're monetizing off of your brand. You will make an exorbitant amount of money from the leads and clients that you can generate from your brand compared to just being an influencer. Unless you're Mr. Beast, you're not gonna make $10 million from your YouTube channel or from your Instagram or from your TikTok. I promise you, you're not. But you will make tens of millions of dollars from learning how to get leads as a lawyer and either selling them to other law firms on a per lead basis, or selling or partnering up with these lawyers on a fee split, 25%, 33%, 50%, whatever you can negotiate. You can also do a hybrid. If your business model requires that you get a little bit of cash up front so that you can reinvest it into your content marketing and hiring more of a production team, then it might make sense to sell the leads first. And then if you realize those leads are extremely valuable, you then partner up instead. You will find customers for both. The reason that when you're driving down the interstate and you see so many personal injury lawyers advertising billboard after billboard after billboard is because it's one of the last industries that's direct to consumer. It's a B2C industry, business to client industry, that consistently spends billions of dollars in advertising. Consistently. And there are tens of thousands of lawyers in that space. So you have a tremendous opportunity. If you're an influencer, you can either generate leads and sell them to other law firms, or partner up with these law firms on the back end, or instead of selling or getting rid of those leads, building a brand that specifically focuses on monetizing from the clients that you generate from social media. And looking back at it now, I know what it takes to build a brand with millions of followers on social media. I know the type of content that people love to see. I know the effort and the strategy and the planning that it takes to really be an influencer. I know that. But we're business people. The reason I use social media is because it's for my business. I wouldn't do it just for fun, at least not in the first 5 years of my career. I did it because I needed to generate clients and I needed to make money. I needed to be able to pay my bills, pay off my student loans, get married, start a family, get a house. I needed that money. And I needed it now. I need it fast. Like J.G. Wentworth, baby, I need that money now. So looking back at it and comparing myself to all the influencers that have way more followers, way more engagement, way bigger pages than me, compared to the income potential and compared to what my firm is generating, compared to what these influencers are generating, it's a night and day difference. And so I know that the income and the money is not the only KPI. It's not the only thing that matters when it comes to your social media. But if you're a business person and you're having an honest conversation with yourself, you really should figure out how to monetize in the best way possible, because TikTok can change their algorithm like that. Instagram has been doing it consistently. You can't post anything on a Facebook business page and get more than 1 or 2% engagement organically on a consistent basis. It just doesn't happen. So the reach is gonna continue to be throttled on a lot of these pages. And if you're on an upward trajectory in your content, you need to specifically market for the types of clients that you want to attract, sprinkled in with the rest of the content that you're already producing, because you're already on that upward trajectory. And I know, oh, well, I don't wanna get a dip in my views. Hey, all my videos are getting 10,000 views or more than 5,000 views. I don't wanna dip down into an advertising material that gets me 500 views or 1,000 views. But what happens is, the more you produce the content related to your law firm, the better you're gonna get at it, and the more people are gonna engage. And that's what you want people to know you for. You don't want people to know you as, oh, that's the guy that does funny videos. You just want TikTok to pay you, and now TikTok is your boss, a Chinese company that decides how much they wanna pay their influencers whenever they feel like it. Or you want Facebook or Instagram to be your boss, where they change the algorithms so often that creators are struggling to figure out how to gain traction. So what would you rather have? Would you rather have a business where you're the boss and we can actually monetize immediately and start converting those leads and those clients into future customers and future opportunities? Or do you want to just have a job as an influencer? You need to ask yourself that question. So like I said from the very beginning, there are two camps. There are the ones that have figured out the content, and I highly recommend that you start branding your firm if you're a practicing attorney and making sure that you're talking about the practice area and the location, the geographical location, where you're allowed to practice and the types of cases that you want to attract. But the other problem, also if you're sending out your leads and you're partnering up with other attorneys, make sure you're qualifying these referral sources, like you're actually picking up the phone, talking to them, seeing what their results have been, and following up consistently every 30 or 60 days to see what the relationship was like with that referral partner. Is that client happy? Did you refer them to someone that actually wants to work with them? A lot of times, and this has happened to me, where I've referred clients from my social media that I've gotten organically, I've referred them to another lawyer in another state, and that lawyer dropped the ball. Would have been a $500,000 case, $250,000 case, whatever it is. But the lawyer just dropped the ball. And the client was like, oh, well, he referred me to this lawyer, so clearly he doesn't want me to take the case anymore, so they go somewhere else. Those are huge opportunities. There's not gonna be a single video that you create where you're gonna make $500,000. There's just won't. You'll have to create tons and tons of content over many, many years that's gonna result in a 6, 7, 8-figure income. So building the brand around the areas that you practice, qualifying the leads if you're referring those leads out to other attorneys, whether you want to sell them or partner up. It's more important to qualify them if you're partnering up on a percentage. But if you're selling them, then just send them to the highest bidder, honestly, because that's what lead generation companies do. But finally, you're not spending enough money. If you are a lawyer that has figured out social media content creation, you're getting followers, you're getting likes, you're getting engagement consistently, but you're not spending any money on boosting the posts to get more followers, get more eyeballs on your page, you're losing so much opportunity. Because when you do hit that lick, you do get that video that gets 1 million views, 5 million, 10 million, 20 million views, do you understand the power of throwing a few dollars behind it to let the entire world see that video? The algorithm has already told you that it's successful content, that people want to see it. So if you put any minuscule amount of money behind it, a dollar a day, it will get so much more eyeballs and so much more attention. So you're not maximizing and capitalizing on the best performing content that you already have. So you need to figure out which type of content is doing the best and then put a system in place where you're spending a little bit of money for specific targeted actions like getting more followers, getting more leads, getting more people to DM you, or to capture people's information to get them off the platform and onto somewhere else, like their emails, like their cell phone numbers, or their social media handles on other platforms. These are the three biggest mistakes that I see lawyers who are legal influencers making, especially for the ones that have figured out social media content. They're not business people. They're making these mistakes. They're losing tons of money. And God, do they have an ego. It's unbelievable how big the ego is for a lawyer that has 1 million or 2 million followers on social media. They think they've cracked the code. Dude, fuck that. I would rather have $1 million in the bank than 1 million followers that are never going to hire you. It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. So unless your plan is just to get as many followers as possible and go into acting and, you know, get a Netflix gig, dude, more power to you. But it would be just stupid to miss out on all this potential money that you could be making, especially when you're on a come up. I promise you, it's not going to always be like that. There's going to be times where it's going to go down. There's going to be times when it goes up. The important thing is recognizing when you're on that come up and capturing all those leads and all that information, all that client detail, so that you can maximize the income opportunity. And here's the crazy part. When you study the value and the size of so many of these lawyers' law firms, the biggest law firms in the country, and I've personally met with the number one lawyer in probably half the states in the United States. I know exactly how many cases they're bringing in. I know exactly what their annual revenue numbers are. I know exactly what, instead of telling you, I'll say this. Most of the top law firms in America are doing $60 to $100 million a year in revenue. Most of them are doing 20 to 30% profit margin on that $60 to $100 million. Most of them are not increasing in profits and size every single year. They're trying to figure out ways to cut some of those costs to maximize that bottom line. And most of them have no idea how to get cases from social media. Now, having an eight-figure law firm myself, I can tell you it's a lot easier than you think to get to $20, $30, $40 million a year. If you have a system and a business in place, especially coupled with that social media. So I'm telling you, if you're a social media influencer, you're a legal influencer, and you have all that attention, you have the opportunity to actually become one of the best lawyers in your state or even in the country in the next 3 to 5 years. So don't underestimate how powerful that can be. Instead of waiting for an opportunity to get an acting gig or have Netflix sign a contract with you or having an agency reach out and have you speak for $10, $20, $30, $50,000 for speaking engagements, dude, that's not real money. That's ego. That's just you utilizing your platform to fluff your own ego. And then in 3 to 5 years, when you realize all that beautiful opportunity had already passed, it's going to be too late. So take advantage of it. Re-listen to this podcast if you think that it's something that you can benefit from. Now, we went super detailed into the biggest mistakes that lawyers make, and my plan was to also share what the biggest mistakes that businessmen make, that lawyers that already have a successful practice make, but we're going to split it up into a second podcast. That way, this is specifically for the lawyers that already know how to utilize social media, and separate podcast is going to be for the lawyers that already have successful law firms and law practices and how they can take advantage of social media. But a couple of final thoughts, a couple of final ideas that I want you to take home with you if you are a lawyer that has figured out how to do social media. Most lawyers haven't, okay? The value of that knowledge is very, very high. And you know the value of building a brand and building a loyal following and having access to hundreds of thousands or millions of people that know your face and want to hear and listen from you. That's very, very powerful. So if you haven't quite figured out how to partner up with other lawyers, or you don't know where to refer your leads and your clients to, at the very least, start taking out some of the most successful lawyers that you know to breakfast, coffee, lunch, dinner, and educate them about your social media. At least show them what you're doing. They're not going to be able to replicate it. I promise you they won't. But at least show them what you're doing to see the other side of the business, to see what you may be missing out on. They're going to drop a gold nugget that's going to be something like, hey, Did you know that right now in Camp Lejeune, anyone that was stationed there in the military from 1953 to 1987, they're entitled to probably $1 million or $2 million settlement for anyone that had that consumed that bad water in Camp Lejeune? And if you put out a video or a post that educates people about this and send it to this landing page, you can probably get hundreds, if not thousands, of leads because your followers are going to share it and you have access to everyone in America as a result. So how about we partner up? How about I pay you $50,000 or $100,000 to create this content, and I'll prepay and buy all of these leads up front. And then on the back end, I'll give you 10% fee split on any cases that we generate. There are so many lawyers that would take that deal in a heartbeat. And you have the ability to make millions of dollars from just a couple of videos that way. So if you really want to be a powerful legal influencer, understand that the legal part is your law degree. What qualifies you to create this content is your law degree, is you being a practicing attorney, is your ability to do fee splits while you still can. In Arizona, Utah, DC, there's all these jurisdictions that are popping up that are now allowing private equity to share in the attorney's fees with lawyers. So non-lawyers are now allowed to share in fee splits with lawyers, which traditionally has been a huge negative, huge no-no. But now it's becoming more and more mainstream. So take advantage of this opportunity. You've got the next year, 2 years, 3 years to really grow your brand, leverage it as much as possible. And I'm talking about generational wealth here, guys. I'm talking about changing the entire trajectory of your life, your family's life, and multiple generations to come with this social media unlocking skill. So if you figured out social media, please don't just assume that this is an opportunity to get followers and clout, and especially don't have an ego when there's lawyers that have forgotten more than you have learned. Let's be real. You're lucky. I'm lucky. I got lucky with starting social media early. I got lucky with creating videos. I got lucky with catching a wave before many, many other lawyers did. But I studied business. I learned the value of my leads. I learned what my competitors were doing. And I figured out that I can get to that top spot very, very quickly. So this is just a warning to all of you. Don't wait until 2030 to realize that all the stuff that you had been doing on social media had basically died down. Don't wait. Don't wait until your engagement starts plummeting to reach out to potential leads and clients or get their contact information and get their cell phone numbers, get their emails. Don't wait to partner up with other lawyers right now while you're on the come up. Don't wait to take advantage of speaking opportunities, engagements, and connections that will drastically change your life right now. Don't wait. Learn the game, learn the business, and I promise you, you're gonna go back and listen to this podcast and say, damn, Ali was right. I promise you that. So these are the biggest mistakes that I see these social media lawyers making. I hope this has been some value to you. And even if you haven't quite gotten to 100,000 followers yet, even if you're just on the come up with 5 or 10,000 followers, just remember, if you're creating content that's not directly tied to the type of practice area that you're in, you have to sprinkle in a little bit of content with it so that you can remind people what you practice and what you do. And if you're interested and you want to know what the biggest mistakes are that business people are making, because hey, you're not too far away from being that successful business mogul on the back end, stay tuned for the next podcast. We're going to describe exactly the 3 biggest mistakes that professional law firm owners and business people are making when it comes to social media. Thank you guys for tuning in to the CEO Lawyer Podcast. I'm Ali Awad, and I'll see you on the next one. We'll be right back.